Good morning. I'm here this morning for one reason. Lift up the name of Jesus, so he has been good to me. And Sandra, I am nervous. But I'm not as nervous as I was 17 years ago. And the number 17, the Lord revealed to me last night, it's a good number for me. I was 17 years old when I married Margie. April 17th, 1995, I started church full time. September 17th, I got saved. And I've been saved for 17 years.
Wow.
Thank you, Jesus. Sweet Lord Jesus, we pray. I'm going to go back to April 17th, 1995. On a Friday evening, I asked my daughter Brenda. I said, I'm going to go to church Sunday. Start church Sunday. Margie's birthday, 17th. I said, where y'all sit at? I never been to Green River before. I never been to a big church. She told me, but it went in the back row where I wanted to go. But anyway, Margie got up that morning. She had to leave early because she went to Sunday school. So she went on. After she left, I got ready. But anyway, Thursday morning, I said, why not tell Brenda that I was miserable? I'm going to go to church Sunday. Sunday morning, I really was miserable. But I got ready, went on to church, went in there and sat down. And you know what? I believe the air conditioner was working that day, but where I was sitting, it was hot, so I was sweating. But anyway, I started going to church. I've been going to church for a couple of months. I like to think it's 17 weeks, but I don't know. But anyway, Margaret said they'd asked us to feed the preacher. And I said, feed the preacher? I don't want to eat no, there's no preacher. But I said, okay, so we went to church that day. Margaret left, said, you're going to have to ride out there with the preacher. I said, ride out there with him, man? Well, all right. So we went on. I had to wait out there. That's wrong, Brother Leo. Why don't you get changed? I was nervous, boy. I was feeling bad. But she came out there. When I turned to pick Marge up, went to Linda, nobody rushed the fish up, we ate dinner. But on the way over, I was getting a little better, because he wasn't like a preacher I used to know. I mean, he was laughing, cutting up. We ate dinner and came back home. There's a ball game. I think it's a baseball game on. It's about the end. Anyway, he wanted to see the end of it. So in there, it must have been his team winning. But winning, because when they hit that last home run or whatever it was, he jumped up like he scared me to death. Man, a preacher jumped up on that couch. But anyway, he left. And I asked Marge, I said, are you sure he's a preacher? I tell you what, folks, he is a preacher. For 17 years, Brother Leo, I thank him. He's been my pastor and my friend. September the 17th, 1995, Jesus seemed saving faith in my heart. He washed me with his precious blood. He did not halfway wash me. He completely washed me. He made me whole. He gave me a new life. There's a man in this song who was 38 years old. He couldn't get up. He was lame. He couldn't get up. Well, you look at a fellow who's 53 years old and lame and couldn't get up. But Jesus picked me up, and I've been picked up. He's been keep carrying me for the last 17 years. Jesus came to the Bethesda's pool. where the triple dead weight for waters to move. A man had been lame for 38 years. He asked him this question that still rings in my ears. Will I be made whole?
Will I be made whole?
Do you want a new life?
Do you want a new life?
Will I be made whole?
Will I be made whole?
And believe in Christ? Do you want to be washed?
Do you want to be washed?
As white as snow. He said, there's no man to help me in the pool. I can't get up. There's nothing I can do. Then Jesus said, rise, take up thy bed and go. And by his faith, he was made whole. Will I be made whole? Do you want a new life?
Do you want a new life?
Do you want to be washed?
Will I be made whole?
Believe in Christ. Do you want to be washed?
Do you want to be washed?
As white as snow. Thank you, Jesus. God's question to you.
God's question to you.
Will I be made whole?
Will I be made whole?
Will I be made whole?